This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Business in Ireland isn't as straightforward as it might seem, and that's exactly what Katrina Holt has been highlighting in her TikTok videos. From breaking down what it really costs to hire staff to explaining the hidden expenses behind everyday services like getting your nails done, her content has sparked a lot of conversation online. She's been lifting the lid on the real financial pressures facing small business owners and why so many are struggling to stay afloat. So we wanted to bring that conversation here to iRadio's group chat. Katrina, welcome to the show. For people who might not have come across you and your content yet, can you explain what you do and why you started breaking down the real costs of running a business in Ireland?
So I am the owner of creativehands.ie, and we are a nail and beauty salon in Greystones, County Wicklow. I have started looking at the real numbers of what it takes to run a small business in Ireland, because I can see that so many of us are so busy at the moment, but not actually making money.
And I know one of your videos that really caught people's attention on your TikTok was one actually about the cost of employing a nail technician, something that people probably hadn't given much thought to. Talk me through that one and why it did surprise so many people.
Yes, and I think I want to start off by saying that this isn't an employer-employee problem. This is actually employers wanting to incentivize their staff and offer them a good wage. We would love to offer maternity benefit. We want to give the perks. But I was breaking it actually down for small business owners to really see where they could possibly be missing costs that are chipping away at their margins. So, for example, when I looked at the cost of employing a minimum wage person in Ireland today, which is €14.15 on average, I'm nearly sure, for anyone over 20 years of age, it actually costs the business anything between €20 and €22 to hire a minimum wage employee. So when you look at it, we don't want people coming in on minimum wage. A lot of people in my industry, we want to see this as a career. Do you know, we have families, we want to, you know, have income that actually really works for our lifestyles and life. But that's the reason why I got into this, was to really work out where we were missing these costs that really can cut away at margins and chip away at money coming into the business.
So what specific costs are those things that are like kind of hidden costs, if you like, that customers might not be realising the business owners are dealing with day to day?
So I think the biggest one for our industry is VAT, because a lot of people think that VAT is charged and then it passes through, the customer pays it, and we do collect it for the revenue. But I think in our industry, because our highest costs are wages and there's no VAT on them, it makes it very difficult. And people forget, number one, to put the VAT on top of the price that they need to charge. And two, they forget to put the VAT aside. So it runs into their cash flow and gets things quite complicated. And it can leave them then, when the VAT bill comes in, very, very tight. There's a tight squeeze to pay it. So that's something that I really feel is one that people need to understand and set up a separate bank account to ensure they're putting their VAT straight into it. The other ones that have crept up, especially on micro and small businesses, is the fact that the sick pay has increased. And then from January of this year, we've also had to include the pension schemes. And all of these are a positive. Of course, we want to be able to do these things. It is the minimum that employees deserve. But we need to really know our figures to be able to calculate these into the cost properly, so then we can price properly. So then everybody is working and everyone is coming out with a nice amount of money and minimal stress, hopefully.
Even when you talk through their VAT and things like that, like, I am sure that there are people who don't think about those things when they're engaging with these services, and they're going, oh, you know, they're questioning prices, and it's in good faith a lot of the time, you know. But do you think that there's a real disconnect between what customers are expecting to pay versus what it actually costs to provide these services?
So yes, definitely, I think there's a disconnect, but also customers are looking for transparency. They want to come in and get an amazing service. And I do think if you attract the right clientele, they absolutely do want to pay the price to cover everything and make sure that they are supporting small businesses. That's one thing that local communities are really, really good for, is supporting small businesses in their area. I think actually what I've seen from starting to share videos on social media was that it's the understanding that the business owner needs to incorporate these underprices and then be transparent to your customer base. Once you are delivering a good service, respecting your customer, making them feel good, that customer wants to pay you the price that you need to cover and provide that service. It's just a breakdown in communication if that isn't the case. And we need to really just, I think it's good to chat about these things and really make people aware of how much services are actually costing to run today in Ireland.
Transparency there that you've mentioned, probably very key, because people, education as well, people probably don't understand that all of this goes on behind the scenes. Again, in good faith, just haven't given it much thought. I know that there is a big thing with businesses having to close down, particularly smaller businesses in particularly rural areas and things like that. What do you think, in your view, is driving things like that when it is a small business that has to close?
Genuinely, and it's really sad because it's happening in my industry a lot at the moment, and in particular my area. It's hard on both the business owner and the employees and the customer base. Like, people are really working to support these businesses. But I genuinely think it does come back to that fact of not knowing your figures. And the reality is, if you know your figures and the business is not viable, then you close the business. It respectfully, you're able to communicate that with your staff and customers, and you can walk away feeling proud that you tried, it didn't work, and listen, you go back to the drawing board and try again. But that is the biggest thing. You have to, especially now with inflation, the increase overnight, fuel charges have increased. The impact of that on every business is pretty big. But if your margins are literally so low that you can't absorb that, that's throwing a small business into the fire super quickly. So if you don't know your figures, understand your margins, you are leaving yourself wide open at the moment to literally being closed overnight.
What kind of support, whether that be governmental or tax or something else, do you think would actually make a difference for small businesses, if you could make a suggestion?
You know, I'm always going to say, people are shocked when I say the hair and beauty industry doesn't actually fall under the one sector. I'm nearly sure the hair industry falls under hospitality, which means hopefully for them in July, the VAT rate is going to reduce to 9%, which they were on prior to COVID. And that's fantastic. But the beauty industry never fell into that VAT bracket. And I would love, even that small percentage would really, really help businesses at the moment. Apart from all these things that are really, I suppose, big to change, like anything that requires the government, we know that there's people fighting at the moment in different sectors to change things with the government. But I actually think, maybe some will say this is naive of me, but we really, really need to work together. And my God, people in Ireland are so good for doing that and supporting people. Like, the level of support that I have in my business and my local community in Greystones is just unbelievable. And I hear that off other business owners. And I think the thing is, for business owners to be transparent, but also speak to each other. A lot of people who are in business, because the business is really personal to us, we take things personally. And at the moment, if people are struggling with finances in any sector, you nearly bury your head in the sand because you're so ashamed and you see this as a failure. And it's absolutely not. Times have changed. Trends in businesses are totally different. And it's really important to not bury your head in the sand, especially if you're getting bills from revenue, etc., and actually talk to people. And as a business owner, be there to support someone else. As a customer, be there to support someone. It doesn't necessarily mean coming in and purchasing or buying all the time. It can simply be recommending someone, suggesting someone locally to you. It's all these things that really, really make a difference when it comes to small business owners.
Working together. Such a lovely concept that we learn so young. Teamwork and all of that. That is something we learned when we were in primary school, and it just translates through all of the ages and all the businesses. Are you hopeful about the future for small businesses in Ireland? Is it more concern than hope, or where are you on that spectrum?
In my industry, unless you learn your figures, I will be quite nervous for business owners at the moment, because I only started talking about this online last week on my TikTok page. And since then, I have had an influx of messages. Funnily enough, not only hair and beauty, there was a massive amount from the trade industry. So a lot of men who, you know, work on construction sites, plumbers, electricians, who are really, really concerned about the state of their businesses at the moment. I do think, okay, first of all, we need to stop burying our head in the sand if you're in a place of worry, okay? Because again, that's only going to affect your mental health, and that's not what we want. You have to find someone who will support you and talk to them. And as I said previously, once you tell them your numbers and your figures, and they can help you work out your margins correctly, they will be able to offer you the advice to say, again, this business is viable and it's not. And then you have to make the decision to either go with it or close it. Because I think if you're, you know, getting up in the morning, jumping into your car, your van, and heading off to work, and not understanding how much I'm earning today, how much I have to pay in tax, what's the margins on my business every single day, then you're only really fooling yourself. We have to know what we're getting up and going out for, and it has to benefit your family and your employees' families as well, and their lives.
If people want to see more of your content online, where can we find you?
So I'm on TikTok at Katrina Holt Business. I'm on Instagram at Katrina Holt. And yeah, if they want to send me a message, it's absolutely no problem. I'm sharing content and breaking down the costs of running a business in loads of different sectors. So it's, you know, not just hair and beauty, but I'm really, really enjoying it. And I think that's the biggest thing. If we can help a few people along the way and let them know that they're not alone in this, that's, you know, everyone's going to benefit overall.
You can tell that you do enjoy what you're doing on TikTok, because you do speak with such passion. And I thank you for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat, Katrina.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, Emil.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.